This is Smart Tech, episode 1704. Twitter changes how they do their timeline. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Welcome to Smart Tech, and I am your host and crooner, Chuck Minear. And this episode, we're going to talk about Twitter. And, you know, on Twitter, the logo is a bird and the bird flies. And so that's where, anyway, I guess you can figure it out. But what I want to talk about today is people messing with a good thing. It's happening again. It happened on Facebook and now it's happening on Twitter. Twitter has enacted a new algorithm and they've applied it to their timeline. And so I want to talk about it just so you know what you're getting. If you're a Twitter user, you're used to typing in a message into Twitter, hitting send or post. Actually, you post it on your timeline. And then other people who are following you see it on their timeline. And that's how it works. It's pretty straightforward. Tweets come up on your timeline in the order that they were tweeted and from the people that you want to see their tweets. And every once in a while, Twitter throws in an ad, a tweet that's an ad, or makes some recommendations. But basically, you see what you get. This is the way Facebook used to be. You'd post things on your wall. They called it a wall back then. You post things on your wall, and other people who are your friends on Facebook would see in their timeline, in their stream, they would see what you posted. And one of the problems became that Facebook changed their rules so that priority was given to the most popular posts, to posts that had been paid for, paid advertisements got priority, and posts from subjects that you had been kind of looking at. Facebook would try to guess what interested you. And so you didn't always see the posts of your friends, or even worse, pages you followed. Like, let's say you follow a local music group and you want to see whenever they're playing. And so you would think that up on your timeline would come when they would post something. If you liked their page, it would actually come up on your timeline. Well, not always in the new algorithms. And it's driving people crazy because they put an announcement out there in Facebook land, and it doesn't always land on the people who actually wanted to see it. Now, if you pay to have it boosted, then magically it shows up on all those timelines and it shows up in other places too. So it's a way for Facebook to gain some money. Twitter is kind of following the same line. Twitter doesn't really know what they are anymore. They used to be the social media platform, and they still are in a lot of ways, because especially businesses like the fact that if somebody posts something and mentions them on mentions that user with an at sign, it will show up on their timeline automatically. They'll see it. It's a great communication tool in that way. Unless, of course, somebody gets, 5 billion messages a day, which some people do. They might not get a billion, but they get a lot. And so they may not see everything, but everything has shown up on their timeline. Whether they've been on to see it is another thing. So what I'm saying is there was no filter. There were no filters used by Twitter. Everything just showed up. Now, what we know about this new algorithm is that it's going to take the most popular posts that you've not seen since you checked your feed. So Twitter hasn't realized that you've seen them, but a lot of other people have. They become popular. Those go to the top of the feed to make sure you see them. Once you see the post, then it showcases the rest of the feed in chronological order as it's worked in the past. That's how it's working right now. I think that it will change again. It's going to evolve as Twitter discovers what it can do and still retain people to, use the service. But for now, you do have some control. You can turn it on and off. So I'm going to give you the general directions on how to do this, okay? If you're on a computer and you're using a Twitter app, there's different Twitter apps. On the Mac, there is a Twitter app. It's embedded into the OS. So let me explain how you can make the change if you want to. And of course, there's always more information on our website, www.smarttech.tv. You can look at the show notes and I will give you more directions on that. So go into your Twitter app, your account, and click on settings. And I'm not giving you real specific instructions because every computer, well, Macs and PCs work a little bit different, but you want to find your account, your Twitter account settings. You click on account. And once you do that, one of the choices there is where it says timeline. And under timeline, it says show me the best tweets first. And you just click on that and save the changes. And now you're under the new algorithm. And what I would suggest is try it out. See whether you like it. You might like the best tweets or the most popular tweets coming up after they've been posted, just so you don't miss anything. All right. Some people will really like that and some people won't. If you're using a mobile account, then you want to open up your Twitter app, whichever one you use, on a iPhone. There's a button called Me, and you would click on Me, and Me are the account settings. And so it should be pretty much the same on both platforms. Click on the Me icon and then click on the account name. It'll list accounts here. In fact, you can on a mobile device, you can enter multiple Twitter accounts and go back and forth between them. That's why you click on the Me button. Click on the account you want to enable. Most of us will only have one. And under that, you'll see a subheading called Timeline. And under that, you'll see something that says Timeline Personalization. And all you do is click on show me the best tweets first. It is a on-off switch. So you can turn it on, you can turn it off, either way. So it's Me, account, timeline personalization, show me the best tweets first. And that's pretty much what I know about this. You can try it either way. One of the things that I don't like when there are changes to technology is when they do them without you knowing. And Facebook is really guilty of this, or it has been in the past. And Twitter, it's giving you a little bit more personalization at this point, but they're still not really announcing it too much. So try it. Try and see which way you like it if you're a Twitter user. And just realize one of the things that Michael Hyatt suggests is don't build your house on rented land. And all that means is for the internet is buy your own space. So that's why we own the smarttech.tv and we also own smarttechpodcast.com. We own those URLs and we have a place on the internet where all of our smart tech stuff goes. And we use social media to point to that place because you never know when social media will either go away or change or be bought out. Because I'm not, we're not paying for Facebook. We're not paying for Twitter. We're paying for it kind of on the back end. So it can always change and we don't have much of a say in it. I have a person that I know who does he's a home improvement person and he does home improvement videos. And he also sells items like some cleaning supplies and everything online. And so he was doing quite well. And a few years ago, Google changed the algorithm to how things were searched. And all of a sudden where he was coming up 1, 2, and 3 on Google searches, he wasn't coming up near the top anymore. He'd be on the second page and his revenue dropped substantially after that. And Google just did it. I mean, we don't pay for Google, right? They pick things and prioritize things however they want to prioritize them. And so you need to watch out for yourself, especially if you're using technology for important things. Own your own email address, own your own URL. And even if you don't run a web page, I suggest buying your URL. You know, I would go on there and buy your name. My name's Chuck Minear. I own it. ChuckMinear.com. I own that. And then that allows me to use that in the future. And I can also use it for email if I want to. And they're cheap. I mean, ChuckMinear.com costs me about $12 to $15 a year to own that name. And I also suggest owning names for your kids. Like when your kid's born, buy their URL. It's not very expensive and the kid can use it later on in their life. And as more and more people use the internet for everyday commerce, it might be a great idea to own that trademark name, because if you don't, somebody else will. They'll buy it and they'll use it. And so it's good to do that. And you can do that. My favorite registrar is hover.com. I use them because they're not the least expensive, but they're very reliable. They automatically renew things. They give me a control panel that lets me have good control of my URL. So that's kind of a different subject, but you can see that owning your own space on the internet and pointing everything to your space allows you to gain control if these other services go rogue on you. And that's what we do with Smart Tech. That's why we send you to our webpage and we have you connect with our webpage. Our webpage will be there. Facebook might not be there. Twitter might not be there, or at least in the way that they are now. So there's a bit of advice, whether you ask for it or not. And speaking of social media, you can like our page on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We also have a Twitter account. And if you go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, over on the right-hand side, there are links to Pinterest. There are links to Facebook. There are links to Twitter. And you can subscribe to all of those. We don't spam, but we just try to keep you informed. If you look under each and every episode, there's some smaller links to Facebook and Twitter. And what those do is those let you like the particular episode. So if you like this episode, go to our website and click on the one above the title of the episode, and that will put it on your timeline and say, hey, I like this episode. Because the way that we get new listeners is by word of mouth. We do a lot of other promoting, advertising, but I'll tell you what, it's when somebody posts something on their Facebook timeline or tells their friend, and it's somebody they trust, and all of a sudden they go, hey, yeah, I'll try out Smart Tech. And we appreciate that, because we like people to get the information that we have to put out. So go on our website, look through all the material there. We archive all of our shows and everything, but you can like us on social media. And that's the way people talk nowadays. So we would appreciate if you did that. So what other technology podcast can you come on, get serenaded, and get wonderful advice and information? None other than Smart Tech. And we hope to see you here next time. And until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.